JP splayed his hands out, palms up, so the man with the rifle aimed at him could clearly see them. The door shielded part of JP's body, but his head and chest were still exposed.
"We don't mean you any harm," JP said. "We're looking for a man named Tooper."
"I already know that much,"
Tooper said, never raising his voice.
"You that girl's husband? Because I'm pretty sure I never slept with her. I may be getting old, but I couldn't forget a pretty young thing like that."
"No, I'm not her husband."
"She ain't my daughter, is she?"
"No,"
JP said.
"Why don't you put the gun down and let me explain?"
"How about you explain first? Then I'll decide whether or not I'm gonna shoot you. Now move out from behind that door."
JP took a step to his left, leaving nothing but cold open air between himself and the man with the gun, whom he now knew with fair certainty was Tooper, although the man hadn't actually admitted to that.
"We're looking for Ron Brown. I'm here with his sister, Sabra. Ron is in real danger. We think someone is trying to kill him."
"I'm not saying I know the guy, but how do I know you're not looking for him to kill him yourself?"
"Because no one but his sister would know to come here. About 10 years ago, Ron found this cabin by accident when he was lost in the woods. He met you, and then he came back again the next year."
"Who would want to keep Dawes from killing me?" Ron asked. "That doesn't make any sense."
"We were hoping you could tell us," JP said.
"I have no idea."
"Whoever did it most likely also killed Upton and Kaplan. I'm sure they'll do a ballistics comparison soon, if they haven't already."
"I don't understand. Do the cops have any suspects?"
"Just you," JP said.
"Me? I couldn't shoot a gun. I won't even touch a gun," Ron said.
"Won't even protect himself against the Wolverines,"
Tooper muttered. JP and Sabra both looked at Tooper for an explanation, but none came. Sabra turned to Ron.
"You know me, sis. I hate guns."
Ron's shoulders hunched and he pulled his chin into his chest as he spoke.
"I haven't touched one since the accident."
"I know," Sabra said. A few seconds of silence seemed like an hour.
"I think we should go call Mom and let her know we're okay. I haven't talked to her for a few days."
She looked at her phone, but she had no bars.
"Can you take me to that spot where the cell phones work?"
"I'll go with you,"
JP said. Sabra snapped her head around to JP and gave him a questioning look. She thought he wanted to go because he didn't trust Ron. He must have guessed what she was thinking.
"You don't know who's after you or what they might do next. You shouldn't be out there without a weapon and without someone who knows how to use it. I don't think either of you qualifies."
"Smart man," Tooper murmured as he poured himself a cup of tea. "And don't forget about the Wolverines."